654 at 580 CFRA, 654. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us for a look at health headlines every morning at this time. Good morning, doctor. Oops, sorry, didn't press the button hard enough. There, good morning, doctor.
Morning, Steve.
So in terms of health today, the story that we wanted to talk about was the headline, Men May Benefit from Osteoporosis Drug.
Yeah, I looked at this headline, Steve, and really it's not telling us anything new. We've been doing this for years in treating men who have the clinical indications of risk vertebral fractures from osteoporosis. In fact, there are guidelines that we use that have recently come out in 2010 that give the clear indications of when to provide treatment, who should be tested, what specific medical conditions that they have may contribute to poor bone health. So this particular study, which, by the way, was funded by Novartis, the maker of particular medication that they used, called zoledronic acid, is a class of medications called bisphosphonates. And these include a whole slew of various medications, some provided intravenously, some in pill form. And we already use these. So I'm not sure why they did this particular study other than to promote this particular drug. This was a 1,200 men, a Belgian study, between 50 and 85 years of age, followed for a couple of years at risk for osteoporotic fractures. And they were treated with this medication, which you already know does work along with the entire class, so it's not specific to this medication. And they followed them for 2 years, and they looked for fractures in the spine. And they had a placebo arm, and they had a treatment group. 5% of those who were taking placebo found to have fractures, and 2% in the treatment group were found to have fractures. And they tout this in the article, which drives me, frankly, really crazy, Steve, when they say a 67% drop in fractures. That's a relative risk reduction. The actual reduction in fractures was 3%. 3% is not as sexy sounding as 67%.
How did they get away with saying 67 when it was 3? Oh, well, the actual numbers. Oh,
yeah, they take the 5% and the 2%, and then they say, well, you've got, you know, three out of 5% is down, so 3 out of 5 is about 60%.
Yeah,
and that's how they do it, and that's classic of how they report these things. So really, when I look at these particular studies, or at least how these articles are written, this is the drug company really trying to promote its own product as opposed to providing any new scientific background.
For both investors and prescribers.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, 657 at 580 CFRA.